how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. What you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville, online at WITYradio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Find him at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville. Call his office at 217-446-8039 or find him online at KurtEllis.com. Well, good evening from Marty McFarland Field in between Oakwood and 50 in the west part of the county. And it is Oakwood's homecoming tonight. The Comets at 3-1. Welcome in a very tough task. Definitely not a team you would purposely schedule for your homecoming. Maybe you would. I don't know. It's the Westville Tigers at 4-0. Alongside Dennis Michaels and Chad Baker for your State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. And Dennis, I tell you, I don't know that we could have found a better matchup here on the slate tonight. You've got a team coming off a loss last week against the other undefeated team in the conference, Clifton Central and Oakwood. Looking for redemption. Maybe they were looking a little past last week, looking towards this game, homecoming against Westville, a team that they probably know a little bit better. Westville, everybody right now gunning for them, trying to knock them off.
You got a Hall of Fame coach going against a guy in his fourth year that has really built a tremendous program here in Oakwood. But the big concern that Coach Cam Lee has is he's got a pretty thin roster. So can his guys hold up to this tough Westville team, which we know Guy Goodlove is always going to bring a great offensive and defensive line to the games, and that has always been the strength of Westville.
Absolutely. They are strong up front no matter what side on. They could have weak skill positions. And still managed to eke out 3-4 wins in a season. This team doesn't have weak skill positions. They run the gamut in every facet. Lincoln Craven's a 1-2 punch. Neither of those are Westville guys. But I tell you, they've embraced them both in this offense. And with Easton Bolin at quarterback, he's a dual threat. They got Easton Barney out to the outside with some pretty nice hands. They've got a lot of different aspects of the game, and they mix it up out there, and they are nearly flawless in their execution.
A lot of senior leadership on those skill position guys, and I think that goes a long way and plays the type of football that Coach Guy Goodlove likes to have. He likes to have a good, tough team that is going to move the ball and try to control the game a bit more. And he's going to need it against this Oakwood team because they've been putting up incredible numbers on offense this year.
Going on the other side, you've got Oakwood offense that right now is centered around two guys. Kyler Johnson, the junior running back who's had a good start to his year. And then Alex Wallace, the quarterback, shown that he's no drop-off from whenever they had Jackson Dudley in there. He's a guy that can get the ball passed around, athletic guy, and he's making some things happen out here, and that's been a secret to their successful start.
And only one interception thrown by Wallace in this first four games to go with 9 touchdown passes. You go with a 9-1 ratio all season, and you're going to be looking at a team that is going to be very, very pleased with their performances. And on offense, my goodness, they can move the ball. You know, Johnson's averaging over 8 yards a carry this year. That's incredible.
Absolutely. We'll dive into the game prescription by MedPlus Pharmacy coming up. A look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard. We'll take one last look at the tape, courtesy of Latos Hardware, and the national anthem sponsored by our friends at the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. All leading up to our kickoff
for our OSF Game of the Week. That comes up top of the hour. More of your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show coming up in 2 minutes here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good-looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Back for your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. And if you want to reach out to Kurt, he's like a good neighbor. He is there. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis. Visit him at Liberty Lane in Danville or contact Kurt for a quote via the telephone, 217-446-8039. Our State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame continuing here as we take a look at the game prescription brought to you by MedPlus Pharmacy. If you're running low on your prescription medication, get it filled promptly. Give Fidelis and his crew a call, 217-431-6662. You can also visit them at 511 West Fairchild in Danville, open till 7. Your prescription medication, get it filled promptly. Give Fidelis and his crew a call, 217-431-6662. You can also visit them at 511 West Fairchild in Danville, open till 7 this evening, till 3 on Saturday. Dennis, Westville Tigers, as you mentioned, coached by Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Famer Guy Goodlove. 31st season, 173-134. It's going to be hard-pressed to find anybody that has 134 games coached, let alone 134 of those losses, and then up against 173 wins. They were 6-4 a year ago. They made the playoffs. They were 0-3 to start that season out. So they are, 10-1 in their last 11 games. They made the playoffs 17 of the last 30 seasons. They will become playoff eligible with a victory tonight. Right now, they're the measuring stick in the conference, handing out running clocks against Salt Fork, 54-13, BHRA 49-8. Moments in a game heard here 2 weeks ago, 63-18. And last week, the Cole Bucket, they handed Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Cole 72-14.
Woo!
And they've still got Clifton Central at home. That's next week. We'll have end the season with Watseka in week 7, which will be a game heard here. They'll be at Hoopston Area, Armstrong, Potomac, and then have Iroquois West to end the season. Comets, coached by former Chicago Bear Cameron Lee, fourth season and has a record of 15-17. Comets coming off a 5-5 year a year ago. They were a playoff entry. They started off with a 27-26 squeaker at Moments, followed by thrashings at Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman 51-8, Watseka 48-13, before losing to the other unbeaten of the VVC, Clifton Central, a week ago, 35-21. That was on the road. And, they're two close games, were road games. Moments, the long trip up, and they pulled that one off at the end. And then, of course, the loss to Clifton Central. Win tonight creates an interesting set for the conference crown because you've got you would have Westville at one loss in that situation. You have Oakwood at one loss in that situation. Clifton Central still undefeated. Westville will play them next week. And then you have Salt Fork hanging in there with just one loss. And then you have BHRA with two losses just right behind them. So,
bye-bye. And one loss is a big deal. Two losses, and that's pretty much it for you. So
in the conference race.
In the conference race. So that's a tough – this is a tough matchup tonight for both teams because neither team has really played anybody that you would think, oh, this is a win that they probably shouldn't have gotten. Like every win that went the right direction, like they're – and it's so tough when you've got such a disparity in the conference now because you've got some really, really good teams, and then you got some weaker teams. And it's hard to sometimes gauge when you see these blowouts.
Absolutely. If you take a look at the recent meetings, Oakwood's last win against Westville was 2019. That was a 34-24 victory. But five straight wins for Westville there. They won 20-14 in the COVID year. Came back, won 14-12 and 21, 13-19 and 22, 49-28, 23, and then last year was a 26-0 shutout. And, you know, right now, you know, the recent history shows Westville, but this is a – of course, even though we talk about this as being a different Westville team, this is a different Oakwood team too. You know, they're playing poised. They've got some confidence built up behind them, and they've got some players out there.
They certainly do. But they don't have a lot of size at some of the skill positions. And I wonder if that's going to catch up with them against a team like Westville, who can bring the heat up front and can control the line of scrimmage. That's going to be where this game is really won and lost. And, boy, it's hard to look up front for that matchup and say that anybody's going to get the best of Westville because they notoriously bring – such a strong line and well-coached line to the game, but I think there is going to be a match up front with Oakwood. They've got some big boys up front as well, so this is going to be where the game is won and lost, and it's going to be a fun thing to watch all game.
Anchored by Layton Frischkorn on that line at 255 pounds, a solid senior. And then you got to Gage Carrillo with 300 pounds packed behind him at 6'1". So a lot of meat for and probably a good line test for Westville. When we come back, we will take a look at Surf Pro of Vermilion County's schedule and scoreboard and the Latos Hardware lineup and last look at the tape. When the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show continues, we roll on in 2 minutes here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
You know medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When skies are threatening and watches or warnings are in play, listen for the ServPro Severe Skywatch Weather Bulletin. Contact ServPro at 443-0077 or go to ServProVermilionCounty.com. When severe weather breaks out, we break in with the ServPro Severe Weather Bulletin on Ileana's Weather Choice, WITY.
Welcome back to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Dennis Michelson, Chad Baker at Marty McFarland Field this evening for Oakwood and Westville. Oakwood's homecoming this evening. Games elsewhere, courtesy of the ServPro of Vermilion County schedule scoreboard in Danville and Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. ServPro, like it never even happened. You got this one here tonight. Other bang-up matchup in the conference happening just down the road at Salt Fork. BHRA in town there at Byerly-Hageman. That should be a good matchup here tonight. One lost team in Salt Fork, two lost team in BHRA. Clifton Central is at Watseka tonight. Georgetown, Ridge Farm, Chrisman at Hoopston Area, Armstrong, Potomac is on her sister station, WHPO. Moments hosting Iroquois West tonight. Creek Monet at Danville for out-of-conference action. Paris at Mount Carmel. St. Joe Ogden at Rantoul tonight. Yeah, Villa Grove at Tri-County. Pontiac at Unity. PBL at Tuscola. You've got North Vermilion at Attica tonight. Seeker at Fountain Central. No updates on those games. Riverton Park hosting South Vermilion. They lead that one 28-0. Riverton Park undefeated and ranked. South Vermilion, not a good season. Park Heritage leading Covington 12-7 on the road. And over in Hoosier Conference action, Benton Central hosting Twin Lakes tonight. Big task for them here this evening. And then tomorrow you've got Milford in Milford Sista Park in eight-man action tomorrow. So that's your football slate. For the weekend, let's take a look at the lineups. We'll look at the last look at the tape courtesy of Latos Hardware. You can find them in Westville.
Cravens, Easton Barney, Landon Kuhn, Jack Anster. And up front, the big guys, Ethan Miller, Jay Smith, Bryson Portsman, Braden Barrett, Reed Smith, Lane Frischkorn, and Emmett Grimm. And on the defensive side of the ball, we'll see number 3, Ryder Lyons. We'll also see Chaz Alvarez, number 18, and Liam Hughes, number 44. Those are the defensive spots. Cravens, Easton Barney, Landon Kuhn, Jack Anster. And up front, the big guys, Ethan Miller, Jay Smith, Bryson Portsman, Braden Barrett, Reed Smith, Lane Frischkorn, and Emmett Grimm. And on the defensive side of the ball, we'll see number 3, Ryder Lyons. We'll also see Chaz Alvarez, number 18, and Liam Hughes, number 44. Those are the defensive specialists for Westville. For the Oakwood Comets, up front are the quarterback, Alex Wallace. The rest of the skill position guys, Kyler Johnson, Colin Furry, Fury, Cale Thomas, Jathan Perez, and Nathan Young, the big guys up front, Lane Frischkorn, Emmett Grimm, Cooper Lappin, Gage Carrillo, all 300 pounds, and Walker Enos, all 310 pounds. So some beef up there on that Oakwood front line. Defensive specialist, number 8, Ty Huschel, Sailor Harrison.
They're doing a moment of silence here at Oakwood, so we'll hang with them. Thank you with that. Oakwood wants to show they belong. They have a lot better atmosphere than their homecoming game against what figures to be the top competition in the conference. Looking to beat the Tigers for the first win against them since 2019. Problem is, Westville keeps getting better, and as the Comets have improved over the last several seasons, their score against Westville is not. And at the heart of it all is former Comet Jack Eister pairing with Lincoln Cravens to create area dissension as a 1-2 punch for the Tigers team with homegrown talent around him. there definitely may be some feelings about that when the whistle blows and about where the tables would have stayed had they stayed where they were. And either way, you have to deal with absolutes. Westville is absolutely dominant. Oakwood absolutely needs to take this game to be considered. We've got kickoff just moments away. Thanks for tuning in to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis' pregame show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount. We wanted to remind you about our annual Feed a Farmer event. We'll be at Sidell Ag on October 7th and Premier Cooperative in Jamaica on October 8th. Please feel free to come by and have lunch on us if you're hauling into the elevator that day, or if you're hauling to the bins, come by and grab some lunches to go. We will gladly deliver to you on the farm if you'll give us a call, 217-733-2154. Appreciate everything that the farmers do for us locally, as well as with our business at Country Financial in Fairmount.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the IHSA.
We've got kickoff coming up. Weather tonight, clear kickoff, temperature around 72. Off to the parking lots with a tip of 64, around 52 overnight. We've got the national anthem sponsored by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program. Kickoff of our OSF Game of the Week between Westville and Oakwood coming up on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
This is Fifi the Cat from Leto's Hardware. The store is stocked with great tools to pick up what falls down, like rakes, scoops, and bags for falling leaves, and shears and saws for branches. Squirrel away fallen nuts with our easy-to-use nut gatherers. I haven't been able to catch a squirrel, but you can catch everything you need for fall at Leto's Hardware in Westville. Keep up with my weekly deals on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
Thank you.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
The OSF Healthcare Vermilion Valley Conference Football Game of the Week, presented by OSF Healthcare. Visit osfhealthcare.org. Also a service of State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville, UHAS Diagnostics between Danville and Oakwood, Latos Hardware in Westville, Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, The Store in Catlin, Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, Integrity Vending, State Farm agent Ross Webb in Danville, MedPlus Pharmacy in Danville, and ServPro of Vermilion County. WITY Sports presentation of Vermilion Valley Football, featuring BHRA, Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville. Let's go out to the field. Marty Party here in the west side of Vermilion County, Marty McFarland Field, home of the Oakwood Comets, and it's homecoming, which means there's a great crowd on hand for this one. With the Westville Tigers undefeated on the season, 4-0 coming in to take on the Oakwood Comets, 3-1. Alongside Dennis Michelson, Chad Baker with you, we're ready for action here. Westville wearing their whites, white jersey, white pants, white helmets, orange numbers, and of course their tertiary color black tonight. The accents there. The Oakwood Comets wearing their purple jerseys, white pants, and they're getting ready to come onto the field. Little Eminence front here, Dennis Michelson. Curious choice.
They featured some good music in the pregame here.
They definitely know how to hype up the they definitely know their demographic, first of all, over here. Where Baba O'Reilly could work, you do Eminence front. Oakwood with the white helmets, white numbers, white pants. We are a little off skew with the clock here. They do their national anthem at 6:48, which means that we get started with our broadcast at 6:58. OSFhealthcare.org, of course, providing anywhere from on-call to primary care all the way to cancer care here in Danville and the Vermilion County area. And big thanks to our friends over at the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. We've got Jay Miller with the DARE program coming up in a profile here, I believe next week is when we talk with Jay. So you definitely want to tune into that. If you miss any of our profiles, go online and in our podcast section, WITYradio.com, for any past episodes.
Easton Hoskins, the umpire, headlinesman Bill Folk, line judge David Howard, and the back judge Ron Lambert. So a very veteran crew here to call tonight's game from Oakwood.
A veteran crew that laminates their card and hands it out freely. That tells you the professionalism that we're dealing with tonight. And would you expect anything less for a top-notch game like this one? We're ready for action here. Trevor McCall to kick off for the Comets. Here we go. And we're underway here at Marty McFarland Field. It gets through the wickets of Kuhn. He has a little bit of a seam. It's open up to the 40, the 45, the 50, and he's gone. There's a flag on the play. 20, and oh, no, he's shoved out of bounds at the 15. A big gust of second win there by number 22, Sailor Harrison.
block in the back at the 46, I believe, on the return. We'll be backing up Westville, but they'll still have pretty good field position to start this first drive.
Good run back, and of course we're going to keep our eye on Jack Heister tonight. Has the hand warmer that flip back, and it's got the a little bit of flash there. It says him on it, and he has been him for the Westville Tigers. Double digits and touchdowns, of course, well over 100 yards each game this year. And the former Oakwood student, who was part of that Oakwood Salt Fork wrestling team a few years back, switched over to Westville before his junior year as a senior, has been dominant as part of this Westville Tigers offense. First and 10 from the 31. We're underway. The snap, the handoff to Eister up the left side, and he's brought down at about the 32, 33-yard line.
Didn't fool anybody on that first play, and very impressive defensive stop by Oakwood. There's a lot of beef up on that front line for both teams. This is going to be an interesting battle all game.
Maybe the two biggest lines in the entire conference.
And they're not just big. They're very athletic, good moving for big guys.
Second and 9, we already got almost a full minute off the clock here. There's a handoff to Cravens. He's the little bit bigger back that they have, and he's got speed. He's up to about the 42. That's a pickup of 10. That'll be a first down. Flag thrown on the play. I think it's going to come back. Chain gang not going anywhere. And it will be a hold against Westville. That negates the run.
It's also going to put them behind the sticks here on second down. Be about a second and 11 here.
So it replays it down. It's marked off from where the offense occurred. So second and 11. Really, it's a restart of a down and a loss of 2 yards. Quarterback keeper. Cut through the line and then wrestled down at the 39 is Easton Boland. The tackle there was Connor Lappin. Connor, 5'10", 230 pounds.
Good open field tackle will keep them from getting the first down here.
Pick up a 9 for Bolin. Third and about 2. Under center and puts it on the ground as Bolin and Cravens had ran into each other, and the recovery by Emmett Grimm creating some chaos. And we've got Oakwood with a first and 10 after the fumble recovery. Prime field position standing at their 39.
Just never seemed to have that ball in his possession. Then when the defender made the hit that jarred the ball loose the last way, and Oakwood quick to capitalize.
So that ends Westville's first drive with a 3-and-fumble. The shotgun, Wallace with first and 10, gives it to Johnson. He picks up maybe a yard.
Number 5, Kylan Johnson on the carry.
There was really no opening there. That was all hard work to grind out that about a half-yard gain.
What we're going to see tonight that we really didn't beat the drum on as much during our pregame show is we're going to see two pretty good defenses here tonight, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. And it's hard to read sometimes when you have teams that have scored so many points. You're kind of, you know, they just dominated the game so much on the offensive side, it's hard to tell sometimes how good the defenses are.
Play action, toss out to Young. Wallace does not connect. That'll bring up third and 10. Wallace coming out of that pistol formation. They ended up giving Johnson no yards on that initial carry.
Good penetration by the Westville defense. He had to get rid of that pass in a hurry.
Twins right, twins left. Johnson behind Wallace from that pistol. Third and 10, nearing the 9-minute mark. Wallace puts it up, connects. Forward progress gets to the 34 for Colin Fury. Still short.
That's that point in the field where it really doesn't make any sense to punt, so they will go for it here on fourth and four. Another short pass like that is all they'll need, though, Chan. He had his receiver wide open. Just couldn't make much yardage after the catch.
They showed some different looks here in every play. Now they got trips right. Single receiver to the left is Young. There's a snap. Wallace puts back, puts it up, and he will airmail it over Young's head by a good 3-4 yards.
Good idea, but the defender made good contact with the receiver coming off the line of scrimmage and slowed that play up a bit. No harm, no foul for Westville after they turned it over. Now getting it back just about in the same spot on the field.
8:17 left to go. Each team has had a set of downs and has not made good on getting out of. Their initial cadence there. First and 10, flip this to Easton Barney. And he's trying to do a 310 pounder.
They were trying to get the edge. Good containment by the Oakwood defense. And that forced that play back inside. And good gang tackling by the Comets.
So second and 17. Snap, now reverse. Kuhn going to come up the left side here. He's got an opening. He's across midfield, cuts back in. Nobody seemingly wanting to tackle him. He goes down about the 38. Pickup of 35 yards for Landon Kuhn.
And that time Oakwood bought the fake. And when they reversed field, that was wide open on that far side, was able to break a nice big gainer. Think if Westville can get that edge, they're going to have a big night offensive break, a nice big gainer. Think if Westville can get that edge, they're going to have a big night offensively.
First and 10 from the 37 from the shot.
Westville Tigers tonight that has brought back big runs. Ooh.
Neither one of these teams have seen a team like the other this season. And I say that, I mean, this is high school, obviously, but I say that with the fact that a lot of teams are a little more vanilla than what these coaches are bringing to the table as far as playbooks go. You got Guy Goodlove, which has 30-plus years of experience and pulling out stuff that people haven't seen in years. You got Cameron Lee, who's had that experience at the college and the pro level.
That chop block, 15 yards on the play, not a hold. So that'll put the Tigers in a bit of a hole here.
From the shotgun, trips left, or excuse me, trips right, single receiver to the left. Bolin, handoff. This is Eister across midfield, and he's going to be met with a gang of tacklers at the 47. So it goes from the 47 to the 47.
Cooper Lampen also made a nice play there for the Oakwood defense. Just when it looked like ball carrier might be able to break that one for a bigger gain, he quickly put an end to that.
6:20 and counting. This is a second and 21. Somehow I don't know that that adds up correctly. Closer to 18, I believe. Shotgun again. High snap. Now Bowen's going to roll to his left. And then he's going to have Young in his face. Now puts it up. Gets it away. And it almost intercepted. Right there was Ty Huckel.
Getting that pass away saved him about another 10 yards, though, on the play. He'd been well contained inside their own 45-yard line there. Third and a country mile.
Twins right. Twins left. Eister in the backfield to the right of Bolin. Here's the snap. Bolin's going to drop back and then go put it up downfield. And that is a...
He got it.
Got his feet inbounds enough. That's Landon Kuhn.
Number 10, Kuhn with the 10.
First down and now just on the fringe of the red zone here at the 15.
Threw that one up as kind of a 50-50 ball, but the Westville receiver had a better read on that one. And a beautiful catch by Landon Kuhn for a big gain.
So Kuhn has a 35-yard rush and a 32-yard reception here and has been the bulk of the offense here in the early going. Timeout on the field. Westville's going to talk about it. 5:21 left to go. Opening quarter. No score between Oakwood and Westville. We'll be back in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
21 left to go here. No score, Westville driving. We had a moment of silence before the game, and everyone here in the Danville area, of course, thinking, having thoughts and prayers for the family of Gary Gritton, the AD at Danville, who passed away this week tragically. Of course, thoughts and prayers with his wife and children during this difficult time. They had a nice moment of silence here before the game. Handoff coming out of the timeout. Eister up to the 10-yard line. Pick up a 5. It brings up a 2nd and 4 from the 9. They need to get to the 5 for a first down. They've got 9 yards to the end zone. Handoff up the middle.
Lincoln Cravens earned every one of those yards. Was hit immediately as he tried to get to the line, but I think that's going to move the sticks. First and goal.
Good to go. So first and goal from the 5. Strikes first, and it's 6-0 Westville, pending the extra point. On for the extra point is Darling. The snap, it's down, it's up, and it is good. Looking like Morton Anderson out there, the left-footed kicker. 7-0 Westville, 4:12 left to go. Opening quarter will be off 30 seconds and be back for kickoff from Marty McFarland Field. The OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
4:12 left to go. Opening quarter, 7-0 Westville. An 8-play, 66-yard drive. Jack Eister with the 5-yard touchdown run. Matthew Darling with the extra point makes it 7-0 Westville Tigers there, Dennis.
We were able to see Westville be able to move the ball, but a couple of penalties kind of slowed them up on both drives. But I'm very impressed with how Oakwood made them earn every yard there.
Kick taken back at the 2, brought back up just shy of the 25. Kyler Johnson. No, excuse me, that was Colin Fury. Already having trouble seeing numbers out there. Getting my 5s and 6s and 8s already mixed up here.
Well, we drew an incredible night for football out here. Not a lick of wind, beautiful temperatures.
Not bad for our only open air game of the regular season. Everything else inside a press box. Hand off up the middle to Kyler Johnson. And maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, not much more.
Good penetration by that Westville defense. They were about 3 yards deep into the backfield when he got the ball. But he was able to fight his way back to the line of scrimmage.
They'll have a little longer halftime tonight. Of course, we've got the floats here. We'll see them making their way before it's said and done. The snap. Handoff up the middle again.
Number 5, Johnson on the run.
Johnson up to just shy of the 30.
When I was talking to Westville coach Guy Goodlove before the game, he said he's been pretty impressed with how Oakwood's been able to move the ball, not just on the ground, but in the air. So he says they got a pretty balanced attack compared to some of the teams they've faced so far this season.
Twins right, Twins left. From the pistol, Wallace stands with Johnson behind him for 3rd and 7. Puts it on the ground. And
he had to go down on one knee to get that ball, so the play quickly whistled dead, and that'll bring up 4th and long, punter on for Oakwood.
It's always an unfortunate loss of yardage whenever the quarterback can't do anything. And probably a good idea to just go down and not try to scramble to make something out of it. Young on to punt, 4th and 11. So we'll cross the 2 minute mark here in the opening quarter. Gets a nice punt off. Goes across midfield, and that's going to make a nice Oakwood roll down to about the 38-yard line of Westville.
Got that home field bounce on that one. Minute 49 left here in the first quarter, and be interesting to see if this Oakwood defense can come up with another stop.
So 1st and 10, if you're out here, make your way to the concession stand. Those steak sandwiches aren't going to last forever. You get a big old slab of meat. Hand off up the middle and all the way up to the 40-yard line is Easton Barney.
Little misdirection play there again by Westville. And once again, the Oakwood defense bought that first direction, and when they broke that play back to the left-hand side, it was wide open for a big game.
Barney with 22 yards. He's back in the positive territory. Brings up 1st and 10 from the Oakwood 40 inside a minute and a half. Bowling under center. Going to drop back, looking to put it up downfield. He's going against the odds there. Goes out of bounds. Intended for Coon. And a little shove right in front of the official there, out of bounds. Coon got away with one there.
A little chippy on the old play there.
Second and 10. A handoff to Cravens. Breaks a tackle coming out of the backfield and goes up the seam. Out of bounds.
Number 7.
Inside the 25.
Once again, Westville able to seal that far side. So as soon as he broke the contact from first tackler, he was untouched for the next 8 yards.
Westville doing what Westville does, starting to loosen up this defense. Oakwood try as they might, trying to hunker down here, because once it starts unraveling, it's gonna unravel and unravel quick. Snap to Bolin. Here's Cravens up the left side. Nice tackle there, led by number 52, Emmett Grimm. The pickup of long 3, short 4.
Gain of 3 on the play, bringing up 2nd and 7.
Final 45 seconds. Figure you'll get at one play off here. A handoff this time to Eister. Cuts back one side to the other, and then comes up the left side, and he's in the end zone for a touchdown. 21 yards for Jack Eister, his second touchdown of the evening. Back-to-back touchdown carries.
Great patient run there as he broke the line of scrimmage. He waited for the hole to open up, and when it did, he ran to daylight and cut it up that far side and all the way into the end zone.
Darling on for the extra point. It's down, it's up, and it is good. 24.5 seconds left in opening quarter action here at Oakwood. It's Westville 14, Oakwood nothing. Back in 30 seconds for kickoff on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6332 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
24.5 seconds left, opening quarter. It's 14-0 Westville lead. A four-play 62-yard drive capped off by a Jack Eister 21-yard touchdown run, his second of the night. Darling's extra point was good, his second of the night. It's a 14-0 Westville lead. Oakwood's done some nice things on defense, Dennis, but there's just been, again, too much in the way of who you're trying to cover on this Westville offense. A little trickery, a little misdirection out there, maybe creating some doubt in this young Oakwood defense's minds.
A lot of good skill position players on that Westville Tigers roster, and they've been hard to contain them all.
Taken inside the four with the kickoff. Furry comes up. He's lifted off his feet for a good 2 to 3 yards.
As
he is taken down about the 26, 27-yard line.
He fought through some much bigger defenders there on that kick return. Very impressive.
Need it back.
I need it back when you get a shot.
First and 10. Trips right, or trips left, single receiver to the right. Wallace looks, puts it across the middle to Young. No flag on the play. So it looked like it was maybe after the pass had sailed past Young, who was the intended target.
Lincoln Cravens with great coverage on that play, got to him right as the ball was getting to the receiver.
So second and 10.1 seconds left. And a put up to Jathan Perez, connects, but then is brought down for a loss. So, try a little trickery there, but that goes nowhere, and we're through one quarter of play. It's 14-0 with Westville in the lead. One quarter down. We'll start second quarter action in 1 minute. Your OSF Game of the Week presented by, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Second quarter gets underway here with a 14-0 Westville lead, and Wallace floats that one out to tend for Nathan Young. Floats past him.
Had him open, but just could not connect.
Showing a good arm. There again, there's a difference between a good arm and an accurate arm there, Dennis. And he's had some good accuracy this year. In fact, there was a couple games, you know, he only had a couple drops. But maybe a little gun-shy against a Westville defense that has been pretty good this year. It's Young back to punt. Gets the punt off. Taken at the 49 of Oakwood. Kuhn works through heavy traffic, comes up the right side of the field, and is drilled out of bounds.
Big hit by the punter himself.
And that was a good run back by Kuhn. That's going to be right around 20-yard mark territory. Looks like the 21.
Oakwood is going to need to get a couple of first downs early here, because if they give up the field position, Westville is just going to run up the score on them here. They're just beating them up front so far early in this game. Big hit by the punter himself.
And that was a good run back by Kuhn. That's going to be right around 20-yard mark territory. Looks like the 21.
Oakwood is going to need to get a couple of first downs early here, because if they give up the field position, Westville is just going to run up the score on them here. They're just beating them up front so far early in this game.
Westville's really dangerous in this situation here. Boland puts it up and connects. One play drive and the touchdown. And it's a 20-0 lead pending the extra point. Darling on for the extra point. It's down, it's up, and it's good. Into the parking lot, over the concession stand. 11:35 left to go in the half. It's a 21-0 Westville lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds for kickoff here at Marty McFarland Field, your OSF Game of the Week. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
It was a one play 21-yard drive, all on Boland's arm to Portman's hands. 21-yard touchdown pass reception. Darling adds his third extra point of the evening, making it a 21-0 game. Of course, a run back by Kuhn on the punt that's taken at midfield. And there you gotta give credit due to a Westville defense that has only allowed 11 offensive plays for Oakwood here in the one plus quarters of play. And that one's taken inside the 20 and up the left side. Fury up to the 45 on the run back. So nice run back there, and that's an area where you could definitely make some improvement and get up the field.
He's going to get the ball to the 45-yard line. First and 10, Thomas.
That's what they needed to get back in this game, is a little bit of field position. That very first drive when they got the turnover, they were in plus territory, but they have had a hard time getting over midfield since.
So first and 10 from the 45. Trips right, single receiver to the left. Ball is from the pistol. Johnson behind him. The snap. He's going to roll right. Puts it up under heavy pressure. Young right there. Beats his wrist. Beats his defender. And he's going to go in for the touchdown. Broken play on the defense. Nathan Young makes them pay with a 55-yard touchdown reception. And the Oakwood Comets get that touchdown back.
Alex Wallace threw that one up into space, knowing his wide receiver would be looking back and could make that first move back for the ball. And Nathan Young making a great play, breaking the tackle, and it was off to the races. A beautiful, beautiful play by the Oakwood Comets.
On for the extra point is Trevor McCall. 7 Westville, back in 30 seconds for kickoff on your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
21-7 21-7 Westville leads. 11:17 left. Second quarter action. It was a one play 55-yard drive. Wallace to Young. 55-yard touchdown reception. McCall's extra point makes it 21-7. McCall with the kickoff, and that one's going to go right out of bounds at the 36-yard line. 5-yard line. So we won't get a run back, and probably if you're really sitting here and strategizing, probably not a bad idea if you're the Oakwood Comets. Lots happened here in the last minute on the game clock. Want to maybe try to slow the excitement just a bit. First and 10 from the 40. Bolin under center. Takes a snap, hands off to Lincoln Cravens up the right side. No check. It was a good sell on Cravens' part. Bolin kept it on the quarterback keeper. He's all the way up to the opposite 40. So a 20-yard run sold well by Cravens, sold well by Bolin.
Faked out the announcer and the Oakwood defense all at the same time.
Easton Bolin with 29 yards on a pair of carries this evening. So first and 10 now from the Oakwood 40. 11 left to go, second quarter. Bolin puts it on the ground. He's got a fall on it. That's going to bring down that average just a bit. Doesn't lose yardage on it, though. That's the most important thing.
Trouble with that snap right there. Pulled away a little bit before the ball got to him. Put the ball on the ground. We got a timeout.
We'll take it with them with 10:20. Well, let's see if the clock operator figures that out with them. Supposed to be at 10:26. We'll find out. He'll be back in 30 seconds. Your USF Game of the Week with Westville leading 21-7 on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Clock operator got everything ironed back out. Back to 10:25 on the clock. Timeout for Westville's second and 10 from the Oakwood 40. Coon is going to be split out to the left. You've got Easton Barney on the right side of the line on offset. Bowen's going to drop back. They're going to put it up. Connects with Coon. Forward progress got him at the 34. He's wrestled backwards by Fury at back to the 39, but it'll be marked. In fact, they get a favorable spot. They get him up to the 32. So it's going to be a pickup of 8.
Both times when we've had plays like this tonight, the side official's been really quick to whistle that forward progress.
Similar setup now. Craven's right behind Bolin. Eister's going to get the flip, and he's going to be drugged back. Big number 54. That is Cooper Lappin coming through the line and taking it to Eister, just throwing him like a rag doll.
That was a very important stop here now. They will be in four-down territory here with the short field. But if Oakwood can come up with a stop here, Chad, they can get back in this ball game.
So fourth and three from the 33. Bowling under center. Going to turn around and give it to Cravens. Cravens makes one guy miss. He's got one man to beat up the sideline, and then it was Perez that tripped him up just enough to get him to go out of bounds.
Just inside the 20-yard line.
Let's see where they mark it. It's about the 16, pick up a 17 yards.
Westville's been able to win that battle on both ends of the line, being able to seal that outside and be able to get that big gainer.
So first and 10 from the 16, 8:55 left to go in the half. Here's the team lead in rushing yards with Cravens, who has 40 on 5 carries. Coon split out to the left. Bolin under center takes a snap. Does a pirouette. Hands off to Barney. Barney up the left side here, and Barney's just going to get obliterated by an incoming number 52, Emmett Grimm.
Going to be first and goal inside the 5.
It's a pickup of 9 officially. So first and goal. Bolin takes the snap. Quarterback keeper cuts through the right side, goes in with the quarterback keeper for the touchdown.
Touchdown, Westville. only had one man to beat on that side. It was a one-on-one play, and he was able to fight for those last 3 yards and get in the end zone. Oakwood forced Westville to a fourth down conversion to keep that drive alive. And once they did, Westville able to punch it in again.
Darling on for the extra point. It's down, it's up. And it's good. 7:41 left to go in quarter number two. It's a 28-7 lead for Westville. Back in 30 seconds with kickoff. Your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
28-7 Westville leads. 7:41 left in quarter number two. Easton Boland with a 3-yard touchdown run, capping off an 8-play, 60-yard drive. Darling's extra point was good. Westville has scored on all but their opening drive, in which they had a fumble on their third play of the game by Lincoln Cravens. The Oakwood offense has had their struggles. They did score on a 1-play drive their last drive, but before that had 3 and outs, 4 and out, 3 and out, and a 3 and out.
Have not been able to get that running game going consistently against this very tough Westville defense.
Darling to kick off. Boots it. That one's just going to sail into the end zone for a touchback. Saturday Sports Connection tomorrow morning, 9:06. On all of our platforms, courtesy of Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Join me and Coach for the week that was, the week that will be in area sports. Lots to unpack on your first week that teams can become playoff eligible. We anticipate seeing a few of those in the area. We've got golf season winding down, regional starting next week. First and 10 from the 20. Oakwood starting with their worst field position of the evening. Wallace fakes the flip back, had a lot of people fooled. Connects with Young on the outside. Positive yardage on the pass play and a late flag. Maybe some jawing there between some of the players out there. Oh, a sideline warning maybe? Sideline warning.
Sideline infraction called against the Thomas.
So that was, that play was all for no yardage.
When Oakwood has tried to go wide with those passing plays, Westville's ready for that. The only time they've had any success is when they've tried to go a little bit downfield.
Twins right, twins left. Johnson behind Wallace from the pistol, drops back, puts it up near side, just from the outstretched fingers of Drake Roberts. Sophomore.
Playing man defense on those receivers tonight. and Oakwood having a chance if they can throw that ball up into space, letting their wide receivers make a play coming back to the ball. That's the success they had on their one touchdown pass.
Wallace once again from the pistol. Claps, gets the football, puts it up. A little too far out from Fury.
Incomplete pass on the play. Good idea.
He had his receiver open, but again, overthrew him.
Wallace is 4 for 10 passing tonight, 59 yards and a TD. Outside of that 55-yard touchdown pass, he has only had 4 yards.
They've tried those little wide receiver screens, and all three times they've gone for nothing or negative yardage.
Almost a straight up punt that time. And it was touched by a Westville defender.
It'll be a muff. It'll be a muff on the play. The ball will be dead, but it will be Oakwood's ball.
They let it run back, and so I'm going to say it was down. So they get the ball back at the 42.
It's a nice heads-up play there by the Oakwood Comets. Ball was bouncing around and just contacted the leg of one of the Westville players, making it a live ball, but a muffed punt, so it could not be advanced.
So, fresh set of downs for Oakwood, a little bit better territory. First and 10 from the 42, have flipped to Johnson. He's up to the 44, pickup of a pair of yards. He's got 7 yards on 4 carries tonight.
Another slow developing play gave that Westville defense time to rally. They continue to win that battle up front, which is no surprise when you play Westville.
Wallace drops back, puts it up, intercepted by Easton Boland. Flag on the play, though.
Might have gotten to the receiver right before.
Well, pass interference. Play.
Kind of fought through the receiver to make the play.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be a defensive pass interference.
It should be. The player on the Westville Tigers had made the interception.
So it's going to be from.
It was the first defender on the play that sort of made the contact prior to the interception. That's why the call was made.
Now, I know it's a first down, but I would think it would be from point of infraction, not a point of
15 yards.
They marked it off from the line of scrimmage, not point of infraction. So it will be another shot in the arm here for Oakwood and another shot in the foot for Westville. First and 10 from the Westville 46. Put up over the middle, connects. Furry, 5, touchdown. Colin Furry across the middle. And Oakwood Comets trying to keep pace here.
Westville defense is playing man-to-man on the outside on the receivers. The safeties are cheating up on the play. So if those wide receivers can make a play, that downfield is wide open for a big gainer.
Second touchdown pass reception of the evening, this time to Furry. And the kick by McCall is good with 6:16 left to go. Time, it's 28-14 Westville. We'll be back in 30 seconds for kickoff on your OSF Game of the Week. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers. They've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
It was Wallace to Fury, 46-yard touchdown reception. Yeah, McCall with the extra point, which makes it 28-14. Westville still holding on to a two-touchdown lead. With 6:16 left to go until we hit the locker room for an extended halftime for homecoming here.
Wallace has a live arm, and he's not afraid to take a shot.
Which makes it 28-14. Westville still holding on to a two-touchdown lead. With 6:16 left to go until we head to the locker room for an extended halftime for homecoming here.
Wallace has a live arm, and he's not afraid to take a shot down the field.
Kickoff taken at the 23, and Barney has an opening. He's up the sideline, and he'll see you in St. Louis.
That wasn't a case so much as good blocking on the play. It was just poor coverage by Oakwood. They just did not come down in lanes to guard. And he just ran by the entire roster.
There is some of these guys out there that are winded right now with as much as went on here. We've had now 5 touchdowns here since the quarter began. We're just now at the halfway point.
That was what Coach Cam Lee was a little bit afraid about, is his team being able to be worn down, because they do have a smaller roster than Westville.
Darling with the extra point. Returns it to a 3-score lead. 35-14 Westville, 6:03 left to go here in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds for kickoff on your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Sixty-yard kickoff return for a touchdown for Easton Barney. Darling's extra point makes it 35-14. 6:03 left to go.
Now we see why Oakwood tried that kick to the far side, the previous kickoff. Mm-hmm.
That gave Barney just enough rest. There's Darling with a big kick. They're going to let that sail into the end zone. Fury, who had the big touchdown reception 2 plays ago, is content with letting that sail as well. So first and 10 from the 20.
It'll be interesting to see if Oakwood tries to get aggressive on that passing game here, but deep in their own territory.
Young can't reel it in.
Penetration by that Westville defender. He got a little hand on the ball. And I noticed also Westville was cheating back with a safety back in the middle of the field on that play, not wanting to get burned long again.
The first half of the first quarter lasted about 10 minutes real time. We have gotten through one quarter of real time play in the last 50 minutes. Wallace, no man's land, and he's going to feel the wrath. A late flag coming in as Wallace got sandwiched.
I think he got the handle on the play there. I think there might have been a face mask.
That's going to be against Oakwood.
Yeah, the second defender in on the play, I think, got him by the handle there. No.
So holding, and they declined the penalty because they figured they will waste the down.
I thought they were calling a penalty on Westville there.
Twins right, twins left. Wallace drops back, and he is going to get absolutely annihilated. Unguarded coming in, number 50, Grant Beckley. And Wallace, I don't even think he heard footsteps. That's how quickly Beckley made it in there.
Ugh. That blind side, wide open, and he paid the price. And he's shaking it off as he's coming to the sideline.
From the end zone, Young gets a punt off, and that's going to go right to Kuhn at the 34. He breaks one tackle, cuts back towards the middle. He goes back to the outside, and he's in. He has a punt return for a touchdown now. That's Kuhn, not Barney, excuse me. 34-yard punt return. We've seen it all tonight now.
That was a line drive kick. Did not give the Oakwood defenders a chance to even get downfield. Westville taking advantage of every mistake here by Oakwood tonight.
It's a high snap. It's down. It's up. And that one's good. That one was less good than the others, but it still made it within the confines of the uprights. 42-14, 4:44 left to go till the half. We'll be back in 30 seconds for kickoff, your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
42-14, 4:44 till the half. That is the sixth touchdown of second quarter play here tonight. That was a 34-yard punt return for a touchdown. Darling with the extra point. That was the touchdown courtesy of Kuhn.
Both of these teams came in tonight scoring a lot of points in recent weeks, and boy, we're seeing why now. A lot of big plays on the offense and special teams here tonight by the Westville Tigers.
And it's important to point out, too, that the offense for
both of these teams came in tonight scoring a lot of points in recent weeks, and boy, we're seeing why now. A lot of big plays on the offense and special teams here tonight by the Westville Tigers.
And it's important to point out, too, that the offense for the Westville Tigers has not seen the field now in a couple of minutes and have went up or have scored 14 points.
Without an offensive snap.
Yep.
Crazy. Kick return and a punt return here.
They had the awkward drive with Oakwood where they fumbled the punt. That one's through the end zone. And then Oakwood would later score. Then it was a 60-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Then a three and out from Oakwood. Then a punt return for a touchdown. So the Westville offense hasn't seen the field since it was 28-7. It's 42-14 now. It was Bolin with that three-yard touchdown run back at that point. So first and 10 from the 20. Third time that the Comets have started from the 20-yard line tonight. Trips right, single receiver to the left. Wallace drops back. And he had to get the ball off, almost intercepted there as Eister came flying in.
Triple coverage on that far or this near side here. But he had nowhere else to go with the ball.
Wallace had... That time he did hear footsteps as he was almost in the grasp as he fired that one away.
Westville winning the battle up front as we expected they might.
Second and 10. High snap. Handoff. Might as well just give it to Johnson, see if he can do something. And he's met with a barrage of white jerseys.
He ran into a team photo of the Westville defense.
He ends up losing a yard on the play. He's averaging a yard per. Wallace drops back. Looking to put it up for Young. Got him turned around, working off of Kuhn.
Went to that far side of the field where it was just a one-on-one coverage here on the near side of the field. Westville was cheating an extra safety over to kind of put a little extra heat on those wide receivers for Oakwood.
Kuhn will come back for... fourth down punt attempt. Young gets the punt off. Punt taken back at the 48. Kuhn, Mr. Rex, breaks two tackles, now cuts back to the right side and is finally met by number 52, Emmett Grimm. And flag coming in at the end of the play.
Little more hang time on that punt. Gave the Oakwood defenders a chance to get upfield. But once again, Kuhn making a nice initial move to get away from the defenders and turn that into a nice gain, but they will be coming back.
Personal foul called against Westville.
That's going to cost them 15 yards here on a personal foul.
First caller, it looks like. As the team's getting a little bit more aggressive out there.
49-yard line, first and 10.
We're not even to the half yet, so they're getting a little chippy out there, a little more aggressive physically. You can only imagine what that second half might be like. 3:34, first and 10 from the 49. We'll flip back to Eister. Eister gets tripped up. He was gone, but Fury got that arm out there.
And Fury was beaten on the play, had been knocked down, but was able to still reach out with the old big paw and make the stop on the runner. Otherwise, that one was going all the way.
14-yard carry for Eister. Well, that gets a clock rolling here.
With a 4-touchdown lead, I think we're going to see Westfield just pound this ball now.
First and 10. Cravens with the carry this time up the left side. And he's knocked out of bounds inside the 30.
When you win that fight at the line of scrimmage, you can pretty much have your way with that running game, and that's what we're seeing now here with Westville.
Timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. 42-14, 2:51 left to go. Westville facing a second and one when we return in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store and drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Second and one coming up out of the timeout. Some dropkick Murphys for the fans here. Always good to get in the spirit of the Irish in late September. Don't ask. I can't make it make sense for you. But if you're like me, there's never a bad time for some Murphys. Second and one. Kuhn will line up on the right side now. A little different look. Now with Barney at the left side of the line. It's almost a mirror image of what we've seen them run every play tonight with the left-handed quarterback Bolin. He turns around, hands off to Cravens up the middle. He's got the first down a little bit more.
Once again, a big hole through the opening on the front end right down the middle of that Oakwood defense. He is about 4 yards past the line of scrimmage before first contact.
First and 10 from the 19. 2:20 left to go. Double spin. This is Barney, and he's going to trot in for the touchdown, almost untouched. Didn't get touched until the final couple yards there. It's just passing blow there. 19-yard run for Easton Barney.
Faked it inside to Lincoln Cravens. The defense bought that fake again. And that opened up that left-hand side wide open again for Westville.
Barney with a 19-yard touchdown run to go with his 60-yard touchdown on the kickoff return. Darling on for the extra point. The snap, it's down, it's up. And it's good. 49-14, Westville lead. Still 2:13 left here until we go to the locker room. We'll be back with kickoff in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
There's a 51-yard drive. I'll figure up the plays here in a minute. I believe it's four plays. That sounds about right because they haven't had an offensive drive in a while. 51 yards. Barney with the 19-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point makes it 49-14. Westville in the lead. 2:13 left to go. That was touchdown number 7 of the second quarter between these two squads. It was 14-0 Westville heading into quarter number 2. That's taken back by Johnson at the reserving it for a little darker action out here.
Yeah, I need a seeing eye dog by the second half. So
that's modest from what I'm needing. I think I'm needing the dark glasses and maybe a walking stick here. So from the 26, Oakwood starts first and 10. They have ran about 99% of the plays from north of the 50 in this quarter. High snap. Wallace comes up with it. He's got to throw it away.
Incomplete pass on the play. That'll bring up second down.
He had to get rid of it because he was going to be tackled for a loss there and threw it up just on the sideline.
5 of 15 passing as Wallace, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns.
When they've been successful, they've attacked the middle of the field, not the perimeter. When they've tried to throw on the perimeter, it's been no gain.
Two minutes even left to go. Balls from the pistol. The handoff to Kyler Johnson. Gets back maybe to the line of scrimmage.
Number 5, Kylan Johnson.
I think he actually lost a yard there.
Loss of 1 on the play, bringing up 3rd down and 11.
He has not had a good evening. Not finding the openings. It's not been his fault. Just hasn't been able to get anything going when he's been handed the ball.
At Westville, front 4 on the defense has been just so tough all night long.
Third and 11. Wallace puts it up, throws behind, intended for number 15. That was Drake Roberts.
Those little back shoulder throws have actually been the most successful thing for Oakwood tonight, that time. Coming up empty.
So 4th and 11. Still 1:14 left. Don't give up on your hopes and dreams. We may still see a couple touchdowns here before. So he's just going to kick that one. He almost made it in the first row of the stands. That's how far away he wanted to get it away from Landon Kuhn there.
Yeah, trying to avoid Kuhn, but he just, as he tried to kick it to this near side, just kind of shanked it right out of bounds. Only got about 10 yards on that kick.
The unfortunate thing about that is it does preserve time for Westville. And with a short field in front of them, just 35 yards, they have 1:08 to work with here. And a reminder that Oakwood will receive that second half kickoff. Mullen puts it up downfield. Nice defense by Fury to slap the ball away.
Two defenders over there for Oakwood. They saw what was coming. Were able to make the stop on that play.
Mullen's arm might be a little rusty there. It's been a while since he's had to throw one up. He's 3 for 5 passing tonight for 61 yards and a TD.
I know we're short on time here, but with only 35 yards to go and the way their running game has been, I'm a little surprised they tried to air it out there.
They're trying to get the running clock to come out of the locker room. They want to hang it on This Oakwood squad is connection with Kuhn, spun around, and he's brought down after a
number 10, Kuhn on the reception.
That's a pickup of 7 yards.
Nice wide receiver screen on that play. Perfectly executed by the Westfield Tigers.
Bolin's going to drop back, put it up, and connect with Barney at the 23. That's a pickup of 5.
Inside of 30 seconds now.
Little dink and dunk. They'll wait for the chains.
And cranking the clock up. Westville quickly out of the huddle.
Hurry up offense, trips right, single receiver to left. Bolin drops back. Looking for the corner of the end zone and dives and no. Cannot connect.
Good idea, great execution, but just a few inches away from connecting.
Intended for Barney. You can tell he's exhausted. He's had an evening. We're not even to the half yet. Second and 10.
Laid out for that pass play, trying to make the diving catch and kind of knock the wind out of him a little bit.
Bolin's going to drop back. Now he's going to take quarterback keeper. He's going to go for the sideline here. Try to get close.
5 seconds left, but out of bounds. Inside the 10.
Timeout, Westville. We'll take it with them because we don't know how many breaks we're going to get in a second. 30 seconds off with 5.4 seconds left. 35-point lead for Westville facing a first and goal from the 5 when we return.
443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
First in goal from the 5. 5.4 seconds left. Westville trying to get it in the end zone so they can come out of the locker room with a running clock on Oakwood during Oakwood's homecoming. That's really the latest drama here in this one. The snap. Bolin looking for the end zone. And a catch by Landon Kuhn. Come down with it. And quiet on the Oakwood sidelines as they are witnessing a team that is just unworldly right now. It's the 8th touchdown of the second quarter tonight. Darling on for the extra point.
Glad I didn't park my car over there behind the concession stand.
Extra point is good. 0.8 seconds left. We'll keep it here. So it was Bolin to Kuhn, or to Kuhn, yeah. 5-yard touchdown pass. That's the second touchdown pass tonight for Easton Bolin. Darling's extra point makes it 56-14.
Westville is not being a good guest in the house here tonight. They're just having their way with this Oakwood Comets defense. But it's all started up front for Westville, as expected. Ooh.
There is the final whistle, or final.
That'll take us to halftime. At halftime, the score is
56-14. We have made it to the Store halftime show. 2 minutes. We will here go through the rundown of first half stats. Take a look at your ServPro Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. Second half adjustments. There's not going to be a lot from our good friend, Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler. It's all to come. 56-14, Westville in the lead. Be back in just a few moments on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandfather, you know what it takes to make special memories with your grandkids.
Grandpa, look what I can do.
But did you know that 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep spoiling those little to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep spoiling those little ones before sending them home. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love, like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
A Progressive Home and Auto Bundle can protect you round the clock, but we can't protect you from those painful moments in sports.
Oh, I can't believe we blew a 5-touchdown lead.
Sure, but you got to feel like they were going to win for almost the entire game.
But I was about to buy playoff tickets.
So you were prepared for a good time. That's pretty nice.
It's the worst loss any team has ever had.
And you got to witness history.
Okay, we're done here.
Well, at least your home and auto are protected with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Dude, did you order
the new iPhone 17 Pro? Got it from Verizon, the best 5G network in America. I never looked so good.
You look the same.
But with this camera, everything looks better, especially me.
You haven't changed your hair in 15 years. Selfies? Check, please.
New and existing customers can get the new iPhone 17 Pro, designed to be the most powerful iPhone ever. With eligible phone trade-in and unlimited Ultimate, any condition guaranteed. Best 5G source root metrics data, United States, 1H2025. All rights reserved. Trade-in and additional terms apply for all offers. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome to the Store Halftime Show, brought to you by The Store. For your after-game celebrations, head to The Store on the northwest corner of the four-way stop in Catlin.
There is a lot of nice-looking men and women on the field tonight for homecoming. Homecoming escorts. Homecoming court, some nice cars, and it may be the last nice thing that they look at this evening here, because it's not coming from the scoreboard if you're an Oakwood fan. 56-14 at the half. It will be a running clock once we return to action here. Welcome to the Store halftime show for your after-game celebrations. Head to the Store in downtown Catlin on the northwest side of the four-way. Downtown Catlin, Westville might be heading there, might make it. If they can get through this one here, that running clock definitely helps in the second half. But there again, it's an extended halftime show because of the celebration here for our homecoming tonight. Let's take a look at the first half stats for each of these. We'll go through the touchdown drives here first. 8 of them in the second quarter, 10 altogether here in the first half. Started off with a 3-and-fumble for Westville, and then was a 4-and-out by Oakwood. Second drive for Westville, 8-play, 66-yard drive. Eister with the 5-yard touchdown run. Darling's extra point made it 7-0. After being out by Oakwood, it was a 4-play, 62-yard drive for Westville. Eister with a second touchdown of the night. 21-yard variety this time. Darling was the extra point, made it 14-0. After another 3-and-out by Oakwood, Westville came back with a 1-play, 21-yard drive. All on the Bolin to Portman's reception. Darling's extra point, the third of the night, made it 21-0. Wallace on the ensuing drive made it a 1-play, 55-yard drive, all on the touchdown reception to Young. McCall's extra point was good, made it 21-7. 8-play, 60-yard drive on the ensuing drive. Bolin's better field position in a 2-play, 58-yard drive. Wallace DeFury, a 46-yard touchdown reception. McCall's extra point made it 28-14. Then Westville turned it on. 60-yard touchdown on the kickoff return on the ensuing kickoff by Barney. Darling's extra point was good, 35-14. A 3-and-out by Oakwood. Kuhn on the punt return, 34 yards. Darling extra point made it 42-14. A 3-and-out by Oakwood. Barney with a 19-yard touchdown run, capping off a 4-play, 51-yard drive. Darling's extra point made 49-14. Another 3-and-out by Oakwood. And then with just seconds left, Westville goes 65 yards, 6 plays. Bolin to Kuhn, 5 yards through the air. Darling's extra point makes it 56-14. That's where we stand at the half. 41-point lead. 40 points gets you the running clock. So that's where we will have coming out of the locker room for these.
I'm a little bit surprised that there are this many Corvettes in Oakwood, in the Oakwood Fithian area. This was a pretty impressive display.
They're well connected. We're going to have a homecoming crowning here. So we'll pause our stats for that. We're waiting.
Homecoming king is Ben Darling.
Ben Darling, the homecoming king.
And it wasn't a football player.
It wasn't.
It was an upset.
Check out that. Check out the shirt. You know, he's got some style there. And then the 2025 homecoming queen. That's Mackenzie, but I couldn't catch her last name. Mackenzie Brins, was that?
That might have been.
So congratulations to those two. They're going to have some fun this weekend. Homecoming dance, I believe, tomorrow. Could be tonight. I don't know. I wish I knew these things.
It's probably tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow. So let's take a look at the first half stats for these two squads. For Oakwood, Alex Wallace is 5 for 16 passing, 105 yards, pair of touchdowns. He spread it out a little bit. Nathan Young, 2 receptions for 55 yards and a touchdown. Furry, 2 receptions for 51 yards and a touchdown. Jathan Perez, reception for -1 yard. Kyler Johnson on the ground, 6 carries, 4 yards. Alex Wallace, 2 carries for -10. For the Westville Tigers, Easton Bolin, 6 of 9 passing, 78 yards, pair of touchdowns. He's connected with Landon Kuhn for 4 of those for 52 yards and a touchdown. Portman's for 1 of those for 21 yards and a touchdown. Barney for 5-yard reception. On the ground, Eister, 8 carries, 54 yards, 2 touchdowns. Cravens, 7 carries, 56 yards. Bolin, 5 carries for 49 yards and a touchdown. Barney, four carries for 43 yards and a touchdown. Landon Kuhn, carry for 35. Kuhn's also had a punt return for a touchdown. Barney, a kickoff return for a touchdown. As the floats for the classes coming out on the field now, they'll do the voting for that. 56-14 is where we're at. We'll take 2 minutes off. We'll come back with a look at your Serve Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard when we return to the Store Halftime Show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount. We wanted to remind you about our annual Feed a Farmer event. We'll be at Sidell Ag on October 7th and Premier Cooperative in Jamaica on October 8th. Please feel free to come by and have lunch on us if you're hauling in the elevator that day, or if you're hauling to the bins, come by and grab some lunches to go. We will gladly deliver to you on the farm if you'll give us a call, 217-733-2154. Appreciate everything that the farmers do for us locally, as well as with our business at Country Financial in Fairmount.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Welcome back to the Store Halftime Show. Time to take a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard. In Danville and Vermilion County, call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never happened. A few of these games can be kind of fitting that mold. Of course, this one 56-14 at the half with Westville in the lead. Over on the Indiana side, Twin Lakes pummels Benton Central 75-6. Always could be worse, Dennis. Also final, Park Heritage, a winner over Covington tonight, 28-15. Seeger over Fountain Central 31-14, a final. Riverton Park in the final minutes of the one over South Vermilion 61-6. A good one. Attica leading North Vermilion 26-20. Elsewhere around. Down here, Clifton Central leading Watseka 31-7. That's going to like. On the Indiana side, Twin Lakes pummels Benton Central 75-6. Always could be worse, Dennis. Also final, Park Heritage, a winner over Covington tonight, 28-15. Seeger over Fountain Central 31-14, a final. Riverton Park in the final minutes of the one over South Vermilion 61-6. A good one. Attica leading North Vermilion 26-20. Elsewhere around here, Clifton Central leading Watseka 31-7. That's going to likely set up a undefeated. I think most years would probably be about a 40-34 game. Teams with pretty good defenses, not a lot on offenses here tonight. Moments leading Iroquois West 21-0. No update on Georgetown Ridgefront, Chrisman, and Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac. At the half, Crete Monet leading Danville 44-0. That one's going to go to a running clock. Mount Carmel leading Paris down at the pit, the Snake Pit, 21-6. I don't have, or do I? Let's see if I've got some updates here. I've got Unity up on Pontiac 33-0. I've got St. Joe Ogden. Leading Rantoul to the tune of 21-6. Tuscola leads PBL 13-6. I do not have an update on Villa Grove and Tri-County. So that's kind of where we sit at the half. We'll take another look at the Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard coming up in our UHAS Diagnostics post-game show tonight. Let's take a look at halftime adjustments here. Dennis Michelson, courtesy of Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler. If you didn't hear, he's down on the farm today. Go back online, podcast section, WITYradio.com. Hear it. Lots of great stuff talking about his new location at 102 North Main. I think it's 102 North Main. I could be off on the number, but it's on North Main there in Fairmount. You also have a couple of Feed the Farmer events coming up in October you're going to want to put on your calendar. But you can also call Dustin at 217-733-2154. And it's going to be a running clock, Dennis. We may get probably 15 offensive plays all told in the second half. What do you do with that time?
Well, despite the lopsided score, Oakwood has had some success when they've tried to throw the ball over the middle tonight on Westville. They've tried it three occasions, and two times they connected for long gains and got on the scoreboard. Talent at the skill positions. Amazing that Lincoln Craven's the only one not to get in the end zone tonight. So I don't know what Oakwood can do. They certainly aren't going to be able to get back into this, but for their own benefit for the rest of the season, they need to figure out a way to get that passing game working, because they're not going to run the ball on this Westville Tigers defense.
Yeah, I think right now, small victories. You're just wanting to get out of here healthy. You come back next week. Oakwood will be on the road a short week ahead. They're going to play Thursday night at Hoopston area in a game that we'll have here on WITY, and probably a little more favorable matchup to try to right the ship here. They'll be at 3-2. Could definitely get themselves in a position back in the right direction here to head towards a potential playoff spot. A year ago, they were 2-3 after five games. You know, so, I mean, they're a game better than what they were at this point last year. I think you're going to take that. They've had one game improvements every season in the last four. It was went from 2-7 to 3-6 to 4-5 to 5-5 a year ago, half game better. And then this year, they want 6 victories. You know, they want to get to a point where they can continue to build on it. Campbell has done nothing short of a successful job in getting these guys to buy in here. And there again, you know, you're only, you know, the size of the school, you're only going to get so much talent here. You're also dividing it up against a successful soccer program. You're dividing it up against some guys that may be holding out for wrestling, you know, may not want to get injured during the football season. It's been a successful wrestling endeavor that they've shared with Salt Fork. So they're definitely wanting to try to make sure that they can do what they can to stay healthy, first of all. Make do with what you got as far as the talent goes. And, you know, whenever you're not playing the Westvilles of the world and your Salt Forks, you know, they're still going to have a game with Salt Fork coming up here. They'll have a game with Bismarck, BHRA coming up. So you know that those two games are going to be a little tougher matchups for this Comet squad. You're going to need to bring your A games for both of those, because they're going to bring theirs. You don't want to end in a situation where, you know, you're week 9, you're battling for position here. You want, and especially if you're, you know, limited in some of those areas. Kyler Johnson, we haven't seen him much tonight, but you also don't want to put him in a position where he's going to get injured in mop-up time either. So that's exactly right. And so we'll see what they come out here with in the second half. Thanks to Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler for those very limited halftime adjustments here, as we will have a running clock coming out of the locker room here. The halftime score, 56-14, Westville in the lead. We will take 2.5 minutes off and be back with third quarter action here from Marty McFarland Field in Oakwood. Thanks for tuning in to the Store Halftime Show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Thanks for listening to the Store Halftime Show. There for your after-game celebrations in downtown Catlin. Second half is on the way next on WITY.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Ileana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
Stay up to date with the latest farm markets news and trends with WITY's Ag Team. This is Dennis Michelson with over 3 hours of farm programming every day. WITY is Ileana's choice when it comes to the information you need. Be sure to listen to Farmgate with Stu Ellis every weekday, 12:15, and Down on the Farm, where we talk to the experts to learn about the latest ag technology, news, and events in our region. The WITY Ag Team, the most boots on the ground in Ileana.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Third quarter action ready to get underway. We'll have the running clock. 8 second quarter touchdowns by these two teams. We were just figuring out it's been since the 6 minute mark of the first quarter, it's been in real time an hour and 38 minutes between the halfway point of the first quarter and then the elongated halftime here on homecoming. And the second half may only last about 10 minutes in real time. Well, I won't say that, but should go fairly quick. Darling to kick off. And it's going to be taken by Fury back at the 10. And he gets absolutely drilled by Easton Barney at the 24-yard line. So we'll have first and 10 for the Oakwood Comets. As they come out, and it looks like good majority of the first team is going to be out there, if not everybody.
Well, this is an excellent opportunity to see if they can move the ball on the
night. And that's been a glaring miss on the Oakwood side, as they just have not had an opportunity to get him started tonight.
Yeah, they've been losing that battle up front, just have not been able to generate much in the way of a rushing game.
Twins right, single receiver to the left. Hand off up the middle. He sidesteps and gets across, gets up to the 45, the pickup of 16. That is the, if I'm not mistaken, the first down of the evening for Oakwood. Because the other two, they had the two big plays for the touchdowns.
The concession stand would like to remind you that they are selling steak sandwiches tonight. Get them while they're hot.
Those steak sandwiches, well, they're pretty good. We'll not have those much longer, though. Get yourself one on the way out. Jathan Perez in motion and hand off to Johnson. Everybody coming back for that back to the about the 41.
Tried that little read option play, but by the time he decided to give it to the running back, the majority of the Westville defense was waiting for him.
Brings up a second and 12. They figure forward progress up to the 43.
Anytime they've tried to delay or go wide, Westville has just been too outstanding getting to the ball.
Nice snap. Wallace rolls out, puts it up over the middle.
Pass interference.
So it'll be a 15-yard penalty.
Ball will be moved.
So I'll move up to the 42-yard line of Westville. 8-minute mark. Running clock, 56-14, Westville in the lead.
Only the third time they've been in plus territory all night. And two of those times were on a penalty. Territory all night. And two of those times were on a penalty.
Hand off and going almost immediately to his knees was Kyler Johnson. Just legs just went out from under him.
Turf monster got him.
Loses two on the play.
Two on the play. That'll bring up second and 12.
Drake Roberts coming into the game for Oakwood.
We'll start seeing some of the younger players start working their way in, get a little varsity time here. Wallace going to roll to his right, puts it up, connects with Roberts, keeps it inbounds, and he's going to take it up. Craven's coming up quick, trying to knock it out of his hands, but to the end zone, Roberts goes for the touchdown.
How about that for your first play of the game as a sophomore on homecoming day? That's three long pass plays that they've been able to burn this Westville defense on.
Now, I don't know if they understand running clock supposed to end with a score. It's supposed to stop with a score. And McCall gets the kick off. And it's 56-21.
drive. The score is Tigers.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back for kickoff. Your OSF game of the week. WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It was a five-play, 76-yard drive. And it goes Wallace to Roberts for 56 of those yards. That one goes rolling out of bounds. Nicole with the extra point.
Kick goes out of bounds.
Makes it 56-21. Inside of 5 minutes. Of course, the running clock continues to roll because the 40-minute and 40-point lead was established. So even though it's not currently a 40-point lead, it will continue to roll, Dennis.
I wasn't sure how that all worked.
It's kind of a learn as we go.
They did keep the clock running after the touchdown.
That's not supposed to happen.
All the way until through the kickoff, so that was interesting.
There's a few folks that are wanting to get out of here early. It's the handoff to number four. That is Alec Davis. Excuse me, Liam Hughes. Liam Hughes on the carry for Westville. So they've got a plethora of freshly laundered jerseys into the contest.
And penalty on the play is going to mark them back.
That quarterback into the contest is number three, Ryder Lyons. It's a sophomore. Going to hand off and coming down behind the line of scrimmage, and then a flag, late flag, as he's brought down hard, is number 20
face mask
three.
Face mask called against the Comets.
23 is Braden Brown, having to readjust that face mask.
That'll cost him 15 and a first down.
Nearing the 2.5 mark. First and 10. The handoff. Hughes up to the 49. Pick up a four.
Number four, Hughes on the carry.
Nice little counter play, and Oakwood buying the initial fake on direction. Able to gain a nice little 3 yard gain out of it. All the way under 2 minutes already in this third quarter.
There's a snap, the handoff to Hughes. Picks up maybe a yard.
Number four, Hughes on the carry.
It was a hard fought 1 yard to get right to midfield.
Gain of one on the play. Bringing up third and five.
We're going to have quite the quite the decision to make, Dennis, for the Ross's boss of the week. We've got three guys with over 100 yards of offense, but distinction between the three, that's about the only thing that has an air of suspense with it here remaining in this one.
Landon Kuhn with that punt return, that really opened this game up.
But you had this evening's
Eister with two touchdowns. He got the first two scores of the game, and he was pretty quiet after that.
Big carry by Braden Brown up the right side here, and he's got the first down and a lot more. Pickup of 11 for him. And we're through third quarter action. It's 56-21. Take 60 seconds off and be back for fourth quarter action here at Oakwood in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
We open up the fourth quarter with a Liam Hughes run. And got back maybe close to the line of scrimmage here. And I'll get the clock rolling here. Running clock, 56-21. Westville holding on to the lead. They've got a reduction on those steak sandwiches. You may need to work your way up there. That's actually a pretty good deal, especially since you're not that far away from the microwave.
No, no, I'm telling you.
There's Brown. Brown going to be met in the backfield. Check that. That is not Brown. That is number 33. That is Tucker Sollers, Jr.
This Oakwood Comets defense really impressing me, because when you're in a blowout like this and you're still hitting hard here in the fourth quarter, that is really impressive, and that is excellent coaching.
Well, you want to take it out. You want to make somebody feel it. And what better way to do that than to...
They are a hard-hitting defense.
Here's Lyons looking to put it up. He's going to roll out, put it up downfield, and he's going to air it out to the second row over in the truck parking.
Fan made a nice catch on the bounce. Very impressed. It was only like about a 10-year-old girl.
She will be likely part of a punt, pass, and kick. Promotion coming up, I'm sure.
Oakwood's got to be pleased that they stopped him here. Forcing a fourth down. They're going to try a long field goal here. 55-yarder.
Jathan Perez back. And... can we see the Kick six. Still on his feet. He goes out of bounds over on the other side. We've got some bodies thrown out.
Oof.
On that play. Slow to get up.
Westfield player went down hard after a collision, being helped to the sideline.
He was on the side. Well, no, I guess he was on the number hash over there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. Who said that you can't have a little excitement pop up in a blowout like this there with Darling trying as he may.
That was an impressive return.
It was not a horrible kick.
He got it to the end zone. Big run here for Oakwood. Breaking
it
open.
Look at that.
He's going distance.
Call it.
What a run.
Number 21,
Frankie
Resendez.
Wow, he got the outside on that play, and he took it to the house.
Return Resendez, the sophomore. 70 yards. They've only got minutes left. Don't be sending people to move their car.
Very impressive by Oakwood getting the stop and then getting the score here.
Have your We'll have your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show coming up. At the conclusion of this one, we'll take a look at your Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard. Have your State Farm agent, Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the week. Salt Fork getting their second loss. We'll talk about that coming up. So both Oakwood and Salt Fork tonight. And is that one taken back at the 25. Flag on the play is the return for number 13. That is Tanner Jerez. Westville. 56-28. Final 6 minutes left of this one. Westville will have the ball.
Tigers will start with the ball from the 26.
Got somebody's player towel out there.
This is that point in the game, Chad, where this is a moral victory. If this Oakwood Comets defense can just keep them off the scoreboard here the remainder of the fourth quarter.
That's the goal here. And you know, with game in hand, you want to, if you can get a few more scores in there, they do have a timeout on the field. I guess we'll take it with them. 30 seconds off. 5:19 left in this one. 56-28. Westville on their way to 5-0. Back in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Have the opportunity. We'll tell you that last drive was a one-play 70-yard drive. All on Resendez's 70-yard touchdown run. McCall with the extra point made it 56-28. Liam Hughes with the carry here. First and 10 from the 26. He's up close to the line of scrimmage. Did he get more? Looks like they gave him a good favorable spot. Pick up a two. He's got 8 yards on 5 carries tonight. Oakwood next Thursday night will be up at Hoopston Area Arms on Potomac. We'll have that game. 6:30 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame. 7 p.m. kickoff on a rare Thursday night edition of your OSF Game of the Week here on all of our platforms. Little spin around, the handoff. And this is Barney, I believe. Yep, Barney with a spin move up to the far side. I don't know. Does that change our thoughts a little bit there? A little bust up and mop up action here. Get 23 and 24 is 49. More than doubled his yardage tonight. That's 292 yards now for Barney tonight to lead all Westville rushers. Quarterback keeper for Bolin trying to take it back. He's going to run it up, and he's going to dive for the end zone touchdown. So Bolin with his second rushing touchdown tonight. Westville coming out with an emphatic putting the starters back out there for one last drive to try to be a little more emphatic here. Send the Oakwood faithful out with a little sour taste in their mouth. Matthew Darling, extra point. It's down, it's up, it's good. 63-28. Final 3 minutes to tick off here. We'll take 30 seconds off. We'll be back for the wrap-up of this one with the kickoff coming up on your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
It was a Easton Bolin 21-yard touchdown run. Darling with the extra point. Two-play drive. There again, just mopping it up. 63-28. There's the kick. It's going to be taken back at the 8. Here's Furry. Working his way through. He's going to be brought down at the 30.
Number 6, Murray on the return.
And slow to get up. It's number 24, Cooper Murray. And they will call a timeout to go and assist him off the field here. Looks to be in some pain. Westville gets Clifton Central next week. Both those teams coming into that contest undefeated. That game will be contested at Westville. And slow to get up. It's number 24, Cooper Murray. And they will call a timeout to go and assist him off the field here. Looks to be in some pain. Westville gets Clifton Central next week. Both those teams coming into that contest undefeated. That game will be contested at Westville. We'll see Westville in 2 weeks hosting Watseka, Fork and Oakwood with losses tonight. Creates a two-game separation. Not out of it, but certainly with some difficulty once they were able to get on the other side of this evening, and with four games left, two games out is a pretty daunting number. At that point in time, you're starting to look to see what you can do to get maneuvered for playoffs. Hurry to his feet. He's going to be assisted off with the help of his teammates. So 58.4 seconds left. That'll restart now. They'll let the clock, and they'll do one more play here, and they'll get out of here. Westville once again in dominant fashion this week, picking up a victory. There's the handoff. Cutting through and breaking through the crowd all the way up to the 30, 29-yard line. It's a pickup of 41 yards. To end this one here, that was number 16, Weston Frazier. And that's where we'll end it. 63-28, your final. We head to the Yohas Diagnostics post-game show. That comes your way in just a few moments on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount. We wanted to remind you about our annual Feed a Farmer event. We'll be at Sidell Ag on October 7th and Premier Cooperative in Jamaica on October 8th. Please feel free to come by and have lunch on us if you're hauling into the elevator that day, or if you're hauling to the bins, come by and grab some lunches to go. We will gladly deliver to you on the farm if you'll give us a call, 217-733-2154. Appreciate everything that the farmers do for us locally, as well as with our business at Country Financial in Fairmount.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome to the UHOS Diagnostics Postgame Show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Call UHOS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339 and get rolling safer than when you came in. UHOS Diagnostics, exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Hitting Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center.
Welcome to the UHOS Diagnostics Post Game Show. Chad Baker back with you. Chris Michelson down to award the Ross's Boss of the Week. We'll talk about that here in a moment. 63-28, your final here tonight. Westville had a running clock second half. It certainly was about as interesting as the second half as you could get with a running clock tonight. But we saw touchdowns in about every way you possibly could get them here this evening. In fact, we saw eight of them. Happened in the second quarter alone here tonight. We'll give you the second half touchdowns here. It was Wallace with a touchdown pass to put it back to 63. You also had 63-21. You also had, 63-28. You also had a missed 55-yard field goal attempt from Darling in there as well. So let's take a look at the final stats on this one here. You had 6 for 17 passing for Wallace, 161 yards, 3 touchdowns. You have Kyler Johnson with 10 carries, 21 yards. Alex Wallace with 2 carries for negative 10. Resendez was the leading rusher for the Comets, 1 carry for 70 yards and a touchdown. Frazier, 1 carry for 41 yards. Passing, pass receptions. You had Nathan Young, 2 receptions for 55 yards and a TD. Fury, 2 receptions for 51 yards and a TD. Roberts, a reception for 56 yards and a TD. Jathan Perez, a reception for negative 1. For the Westville Tigers, Easton Bolin, who is your Ross's Boss of the Week. And we'll tell you why here when we get adding up here, and Dennis makes his way back up here. But in passing, Boland 6 for 9 passing, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. Lions added 0 for 1 passing. On the ground, Easton Barney was your leading rusher tonight, 5 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown. Boland added 6 carries for 73 yards, 2 touchdowns. You had Craven, 7 carries for 56 yards. It's an odd night when you have Jack Eister, who's your fourth leading rusher. He had 8 carries for 54 yards, 2 touchdowns. Landon Kuhn had a carry for 35 yards. Liam Hughes had 5 carries for 8 yards. Braden Brown, a carry for 11 yards. Tucker Sollers, a carry for negative 3. Landon Kuhn, 4 receptions, 52 yards and a touchdown. Portman's had a reception for 21 yards and a touchdown. Barney, a reception for 5. And then you also had Easton Barney with a 60-yard touchdown return on the kickoff. Kuhn, a 34-yard touchdown on the punt return tonight. And that's where it ends up stat-wise. So Easton Boland with 78 yards passing and 2 touchdowns, 73 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. So 4 touchdowns that he accounted for tonight. And 151 all-purpose yards there. And he is State Farm agent Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the week. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross, 217-443-1500. Save money and stay covered like a boss. And it's Dennis Michelson making his return up here to the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. And Easton Boland, Ross's boss of the week, is doing it all tonight here, Dennis.
And I will tell you this. We thought it was a tough decision when I told the guys who was winning it. They all cheered. They said Easton deserved this tonight. He had a tremendous game.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so they're, again, just doing it in every way possible. And that team did it in every way possible tonight as well.
Well, Easton was quick to remind me that none of his success would have come without that offensive line. He thinks this might be one of the best offensive lines that Westville has put together, and that's saying something because they're always formidable.
They were definitely the most complete we've seen them, and they've been pretty complete here as they get their 5th victory and become playoff eligible. We'll take 2 minutes off. We'll be back with a look at your ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard when your UHOS Diagnostics postgame show continues on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
UHOS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHOS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHOSdiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHOS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
63-28 Westville victory here tonight, in your OSF Game of the Week, osfhealthcare.org. Welcome to the UHAS Diagnostics Show, post-game show. Welcome back to it, I should say. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Few folks are, but that's just because there's a line. But if you're having trouble getting your car started, give UHAS Diagnostics a call on the mobile line, 217-260-3339. Get rolling safer than when you came in. And you can also set up an appointment on UHASDiagnostics.com if you're feeling a little clunky. They are located east, or exit 210 east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Time for a look at your ServPro of Vermilion County scoreboard in Danville and Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. ServPro like it never happened. This one here, 63-28, Westville a winner tonight. They go to 5-0. Oakwood drops to 3-2. Both teams 3-2 after BHRA knocks off Salt Fork 19-3. Clifton Central going to 5-0 tonight. They're putting away Watseka late 53-13 with that. That game, lock on Danville, that one a final 51-0. Mount Carmel over Paris tonight, 27-6. St. Joe Ogden pummels Rantoul 49-14. Unity up late on Pontiac 47-7 with a running clock. Tuscola final over PBL 20-14. Last update I had was Attica up on North Vermilion 26-20. That was late in fourth quarter action. Do not have an update on that. Others were final, 31-14, Seeger over Fountain Central, Riverton Park over South Vermilion, 61-6, Park Heritage over Covington, 28-15, and Twin Lakes over Benton Central, 75-6. Tri-County and Villa Grove, no update at all tonight on that. Of course, we'll have a full run back in the morning. It's part of Saturday Sports Connection at 9.06 a.m. on all of our platforms. We'll also have all the finals here late night tonight on WITYradio.com if you can't wait. And of course, we'll have Easton talked about with Dennis coming up as part of our playback in the morning as well. We'll be back next Thursday night with Oakwood at Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac. We'll find out how well this Comets team bounces back next week, see if they can get back in the win column, or otherwise see whether Hoopston will trip them up. And, of course, next week, Westville will have Clifton Central Battle of Unbeatens there at Westville. So that will be a fun one for folks in our area, and that will be on Friday night. Final thoughts on this one, Dennis?
This Westville team is very, very strong, both offensively and defensively. I think the thing that really sets them apart from past Westville teams over the most recent years is they've got a lot of depth at that skill position. They can hit you in a lot of different ways. They got a solid young quarterback who's only a junior. And I think this is a team that is well positioned. On the flip side of that, I was very impressed with that Oakwood defense. They played tough, but they just could not contain a really strong Westville team, especially when they tried to attack with a little misdirection. But I think they're going in the right way as well.
I think the scary thing about this Westville team is they've got a killer instinct. Killer. They are lethal in every facet of the game. And they're looking to not just beat, not just embarrass, but to demoralize whoever they are on the field with. And we saw that a while ago at the end of the game when they bring out the starters back for that last drive. They want people to remember them. And they want – I think this almost goes back to last year. This goes back to them starting out 0-3. They had a lot of people discounting them. They lost those games by 4 points. They make it to the playoffs. They had a disappointing ending in the playoffs. And that's been the only blemish on their record since that time, since the 0-3 start last year. And remember, they were a good 0-3, maybe one of the best 0-3 teams that people have seen around here at that point in time. And for where Guy Goodlove is in his point of his career, he knows that he's got talented athletes on this team. There's so much talk about these guys that this is their second sport. He knows how good the baseball players are. A lot of these guys are baseball players first and foremost. Some of these guys, you know, they play basketball. So, I mean, they they've had a pretty good showing the last couple of years in basketball. Nobody wants to hear that. If you're a football coach, you never want to hear that. So there is a lethal component, a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth of not being satisfied that comes along with this. And you're seeing that with this Westville squad, 5-0. They're looking to come back home next week against a Clifton Central squad that's also 5-0. Also looking to have a lot to prove after having an embarrassing end to their season a year ago where they were left on the outside of the playoffs looking in at 4-5. And I tell you, you know what? Clifton Central may have a disappointing trip down next week.
Yes, this Westville team is really strong, and you're talking about that killer instinct. They certainly showed it at the end of the game there when Oakwood got that big run at the end of the game. Didn't mean anything in the big scheme of things. The coaches on the sideline for Westville were not happy with the defensive effort they saw from their players. They said, no, the game's not over. There's still time on the clock. You play strong to the buzzer. They didn't care that they had the game put away.
Yeah.
They wanted to see the same fundamental play from their defense as if it was a 0-0 tie at the beginning of the game. They really mean business.
And you want to see it from everybody on that roster, all the way down to the guys that, if it's their first action in there, they want them to play up. They want them to not be satisfied, you know, just satisfied with where they're at. They want them to be hungry for more, and that's totally understandable.
And I want to give a shout-out to the Oakwood Comets, though, because they didn't give up. They kept in there playing tough, and I like the fact that Coach gave some of the younger players a chance to shine here on homecoming weekend in front of a big crowd. That was great.
Absolutely, and a great crowd and great atmosphere on hand by the Oakwood faithful at night. That shouldn't go unnoticed.
Westville traveled well.
They traveled well.
They were noisy over there.
They made their presence felt here, and, of course, it's a happy trip home for them, too. 63-28, your final here for Brennan Easter back at the studio. Thanks for getting us on tonight and staying with us there for Dennis Michelson. Thanks for stubbing in tonight. Always a pleasure.
Always enjoy it.
I'm Chad Baker. This has been a broadcast of
Line at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. This has been a presentation of WITY Sports. For more information or playback on demand, visit WITYradio.com.